Your Hometown Podcast, brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group.
I'm Sergeant Don, and today we're joined by Deputy Mike Kreider from the Licking County Sheriff's Office. He's one of the school resource officers with Lakewood Schools, and we're joined by Superintendent of Lakewood Schools, Dr. Mark Glykoff. Mike, tell us a little bit about the role of a school resource officer.
Okay, so I'm assigned as one of Lakewood's school resource officers. So a school resource officer in the state of Ohio is a certified peace officer. So they've received training through the Ohio Police Training Academy, and they've also received training through the SRO, or the school resource officer training in the state of Ohio as well. So there's a 40-hour requirement for SROs in the state of Ohio, and obviously you have to be a certified police officer. But my role is basically to be a positive image for the students, and selfishly for police officers, to shine a different light on that. We're not robots, we're actually people. But obviously safety. Safety and security is the main reason we're there. Simply just being there is a deterrent by being visible in the parking lot and the hallways. But ultimately, what we do is we build relationships. In my opinion, I mean, you build relationships that are meaningful, that is safe, because then people talk to you. So really, I guess we're a law enforcement officer in the school setting, but really we're a law enforcement, we're a mentor, we're a counselor, almost a parental role.
Well, some of the counselor aspects, we talked briefly before we started everything. You're there for the kids to bring up problems, and we talked inside or even outside the school, you're there to help them.
Absolutely. A lot of times kids, maybe something happens at home, and it's not something where they need to call 911 or anything like that, but it's a problem. And they wait until the next day when they see myself or Deputy Harvey and they tell us about it. And then we try to help them. Or sometimes maybe they're just having trouble with their girlfriend or their boyfriend or their brother, and they just need someone to talk to listen to. And that's why we're there.
Well, that makes you definitely a great resource, if you will, in that title. Dr. Glykoff, I want to talk a little bit about some of the anti-bullying initiatives that are going on in the district. Can you tell us about that?
Certainly. That looks a little differently amongst all four of our buildings. Certainly, when you start to talk about bullying and anti-bullying, some of the work that even Deputy Kreider and Deputy Harvey do with us, we work with our students even in intermediate school, grades 3 through 5. Talking about, really, at that point, what is bullying? In defining that, they do some great vignettes with even some of our high school students where they define really what is being mean, what is being rude, and what truly is bullying. And I think that helps those students really define what some of those actions are, but also give them strategies on how to address that. Because certainly Deputy Kreider isn't going to be there every time they're out on recess or with their friends. When it gets to middle school, we start to amp it up a little bit because of the age of the students. More strategies, conflict resolution. And then as Deputy Kreider has talked about, really when you get to high school, it's working a lot personally with some of the students on some of the issues that they have. And they work closely with our administration. So we're pleased with the issues and the ways that the proactive strategies that we have to really address that and define it, but also be able to address it proactively and as well as we have to reactively.
You mentioned that you have the anti-bullying training starting as early as third grade. It seems that bullying has gotten a lot worse over the years. And with starting in third grade, does that mean bullying is actually starting earlier for our kids?
Well, I think, again, you know, as I said before, I think it's defining what it actually is. Is it kids being rude to each other? Is it kids being mean? And helping them really be proactive with their self and how to strategize that. I think also we're in a different point in time. With the other things that we also help deal with is some of the cyberbullying. Now with cell phones and iPhones being ubiquitous, we really have to help our students understand what is an appropriate use of that phone, which essentially is a computer in their hands. And so I know that our teachers, as well as our school resource officers, work a lot with our students about those types of issues and how to address that as well.
And you said, like, the third grade, from Mike's, just from going in and talking to them, a lot of times they know that maybe you say something to little Johnny and it hurts his feelings. And bullying kind of gets thrown around as kind of like a buzzword. So that 7, 8-year-old, we like to go in and explain what that really is. And then what just mean behavior and behavior is, which is also hurt people's feelings, and they need to know that too. But we try to start early so that they have a good understanding, and we build on that as they get older.
That makes sense. And some of the definitions that you've given too is what really is bullying. And you're getting into the classrooms and explaining that early so that little Johnny doesn't go home to mom and dad when someone says something mean or taken out of context as he's bullying me. Or she's bullying me. I mean, it can be girls too.
Exactly.
Let's go backwards a little bit. As a school resource officer, you're not just roaming the halls throughout the day and doing crosswords. You're getting into the classrooms. Mm-hmm. So you have some topics that you cover. Tell us a little bit about that.
The big one, like Dr. Glykoff said, was the bullying initiative. And we kind of do that from grade 3 through middle school. I feel like that's probably the best time. And then the high school classes are more specific. We have a forensics class that Lakewood offers, so we get in there a lot. We talk about like our jobs or real life experiences. But back to like middle school and even intermediate level, tobacco and drug use and prevention and just education on that stuff. So we try to take more of a lighthearted educational approach to things that they're gonna experience, but it can be difficult because you have such a broad spectrum. You have sixth graders that have no idea what things are, and then you have some that are, the innocence has been taken a little bit sooner than the other ones. So it can be difficult, but we try to touch on everything and have it, I guess, a good delivery so everyone gets something from it. But those are the big ones. Relationships. We have a program we do with the elementary about how to call 911. We walk through that, and we actually say, when you call 911, how do you do that? And we talk about how to use a cell phone and how to unlock it. And we actually call as a group and have a dispatcher answer and ask the questions so they feel more comfortable, because that situation you may never have to do, but if you do have to do it, you're gonna be stressed anyway. So at least you can be able to revert back to training, and I've been here before, we can do this.
I think back, even as adults, we get that fear factor, that adrenaline rush when we have to call 911. And I think it's amazing that the kids get to practice that so that in the event they have to call 911, they are better prepared. Let's transition a little bit to the training that staff and students have to go through. And without going into operational security, explain a little bit about what goes on with the trainings. And you told me even new employees have to go through special safety training before they can even enter a building.
I'll touch on that and then probably pass it off to Dr. Glykoff. So the Sheriff's Office, we offer training that we do for pretty much every district in the county, but it's the active threat, practicing those type of drills. And we do that, it depends on the district, but we do that training as needed. But every employee that's a new employee to a school district in the county, in the summertime, they all meet, and we put that on every year. So everyone gets that training before they go into their new role in the building.
So once, and that's a great resource that we have across our county. Again, it goes to the relationships. We have a really strong relationship with the Licking County Sheriff's Office and how they support not only our school district, but all of our school districts for that resource right there to help our teachers and our employees even before they step foot in our buildings. So then we build upon that. And certainly there's a lot of specific building and district protocols. There's safety drills, there's lockdown procedures and so forth. And those are things that are mandated to us, but obviously we do that because of the safety of our students and our staff members. And so we do those, and our school resource officers are present for those, critiquing them, giving us some feedback on how we can improve upon those. And those are done routinely throughout the school year. So we need to practice those as well. And that's on top of a lot of the trainings that we just have routine in school for our employees.
Let's talk now about the strategic overview of the safety drills for the staff and the kids.
So we've got a comprehensive district safety plan, and every school district is mandated to have that. And so that's developed by teachers and staff, administrators, and our school resource officers also sit on that. And that's something that we have to look at all of our procedures, all of our protocols, how we go through lockdowns of particular procedures for, it's not even intruder, it's just for safety if we need to get, let's say 911 is called and we've got a staff member or a student that needs assistance, how do we get to that student or that staff member safely? And so those are procedures that are built within that comprehensive plan. And our students now know those things. They know what is a high alert and what perhaps is not a high alert. But our staff, even more importantly, are so good that they understand what they need to do in a particular situation and what are the options and how do they keep themselves safe as well as their students. So district comprehensive plan, which we have to submit to the state of Ohio and have to do that on an annual basis. So that's something that we're constantly looking at and continue to refine to make sure that we're up to date on the best procedures.
I took something from that. The safety plan encompasses many aspects other than, as you mentioned, an intruder. It's important to point out the plan deals with medical emergencies, weather emergencies, and fire emergencies. That's all part of safety, and our school resource officers are there for any of these contingencies.
Correct, yeah, and I'm glad you pointed that out because when we think of school safety, obviously we think about school shooters. But there's so much more on that spectrum. There's so many different things that we have to be mindful of and prepare for in our schools in order to keep just everybody safe. And I know we keep glossing it, but I think it's important. It starts with the relationships. Because one of the mantras that we have in many other school districts is, see something, say something. And without those strong relationships between Deputy Kreider and Deputy Harvey and our students, that's unsuccessful. But we're very fortunate because it is successful. Because they are very outward to our student or to our school resource officers to say, hey, you know what, I noticed this, or can you tell me about this? And those are important when they come to the school resource officer, they come to their teacher, they come to their administrator. That's how school safety in 2022 is really done, because it's going to move much quicker amongst our students than it will even amongst the staff members and the adults in a building.
100% agree, and we always talk about school safety, and again, the relationship piece is the biggest part of that. And I always say in trainings, like, you can spend all the money you want to buy all these cool things and the latest technology for safety, and it's all great. But at the end of the day, we have the ability to create relationships with people, and that's safety, that's policing, that's community policing. It just made me think of an example. We had a student come in and say, hey, Deputy Kreider, I gotta talk to you. Something suspicious out in the parking lot. What is it, man? Someone parked in my parking spot. And I've never seen that car before. It's suspicious. Okay, we'll check it out. Well, it was just someone drove their mom's car or something. That's the relationship you want. I mean, you want them to tell you, and that was really cool that they did that.
It's much better to bring up something like that, and it could have been a bigger situation. You check it out. You got to deal with the minor things as well as the major things. And also, you had told me a stat earlier, too. The school resource officers is probably a growing trend.
Yes.
Across the nation. You said there
several years ago, the statistic was 70% of Ohio school districts have a program with an SRO in their school. So it seems to be a very normal thing, which is a good thing. But it's probably higher than that now, I'm guessing.
I think it's important to know that our kids are safe in the schools with all of these contingencies. And while no plan is 100% foolproof, we've got good plans in place to minimize any problem.
I think it's important that he talked about the visibility of our SROs. And I think this is a great example is when I'm going into the buildings and maybe I need to touch base with Deputy Kreider or Deputy Harvey, you can't go to their office because they're not there. It's typically texting them to say, hey, Deputy Mike, where are you? Could be in a hallway, could be in a cafeteria. He could be in any one of our four schools. And so that visibility is across our district. And I think that's important because he's seen there, Deputy Harvey's seen there, they all know him, and they trust them. And so I think it says a lot about not only these two individuals, but school resource officers as a whole, that they see that being a part of, threaded within the school community is critical. As I see Deputy Mike as someone who's a part of our staff, and I think that's critical, but I think it also lends itself to being an important part of that program.
I couldn't agree more. And I will say that I give Lakewood a shout. I couldn't imagine working anywhere else, and I love my job. It's that simple.
Thank you very much for coming in today.